The Gulf Breeze City Council is hearing ideas and suggestions on how to plug a six-figure gap in its budget for the upcoming fiscal year. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports two schools of thought are being explored.
$266,000 is needed to balance the proposed $6.7 million spending plan. City Manager Buzz Eddy says that's typical of where they are in the budget process this time of year.
We have departmental requests that are more than the revenues will allow, so we're quote-unquote out of balance, and we're working with the department directors to try to reduce their requests and potentially look for revenue enhancements.
One of the revenue enhancements on the table is a slight bump in the property tax that translates to an extra $8 a year on $200,000 in taxable value. Eddy says that would get back to last year's ad valorem rate.
We had a 2014 tax rate of 1.9723. And then when we calculated the rollback rate in 2015, we did some miscalculation, and so we ended up with a lower tax rate for 2015, and we want to go back to the 2014 level.
It's estimated that the proposed millage increase would generate $35,000 in revenue for Gulf Breeze. The shortfall includes projected costs in three major areas: stormwater management, the South Santa Rosa utility system, and the newly acquired Tiger Point Golf Club.
It was forward-thinking of the city council to buy the golf course to get it in line to be able to use for utility expansion in 2021 or 2022. Buying the golf course stabilized property values and occupancy levels out there on Tiger Point and Santa Rosa Shores. However, golf courses are not making money.
Gulf Breeze officials are moving ahead with a lease agreement with Integrity Golf, an Orlando-based firm that manages about 30 courses around the country, to take over the operation of Tiger Point. Meanwhile, Eddy says there are no expected changes in city services and staffing levels for next fiscal year. The city council's also considering the addition of an after-school program for middle school students.
What do students do when they are released from school around 1:30, quarter to 2, and afternoon activities may not commence until 4:30 or 5, sports activities and things like that.
Looking at the big picture, City Manager Buzz Eddy says Gulf Breeze's financial shape is a really, really good one.
We're adding stormwater infrastructure to make the city less vulnerable to flooding. The city's water, sewer, and gas departments are doing very well. We continue to add services on the general fund side for police, fire, parks, and recreation.
The next budget workshop is set for Saturday, August 8th at 9 a.m. at Gulf Breeze City Hall. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.